I like to spend this time catching up with friends, and one of my very favourite people has had quite a year. Becoming a campaigns officer for RNIB, raising awareness of her sight condition, Charles-Bonnet syndrome, and appearing at numerous venues as a featured speaker, including on the BBC's Victoria Derbyshire show. So please join me in welcoming Kirsty James to RNIB Connect Radio once more. Hi, Kirsty, how are you doing?
Hi, Chris. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
And how are you feeling this New Year's Eve? Excited for the bells?
Very excited for a new year to see what's coming and what's ahead, because the last year, like you say, has been phenomenal, really, in lots of different opportunities. So it's quite exciting. Maybe have time to relax.
Well, so many people I've spoken to just say that they're not planning on spending the new year in a relaxed state at all. So many people are so driven to work. I know you are one of those people, so it's nice to hear that you're planning on relaxing a little bit. But you are known, Kirsty, to enjoy a party. So how will you be seeing out the year when the bells ring out in only a few hours from now?
So I'm currently in Scotland visiting a friend. And I think we're probably going to drink lots of whiskey.
And that's just what I like to hear.
Yeah, reminisce on the old times. I met him when I was at RNC, the Blind College in Hereford, like Royal National College.
Wow.
In Hereford. So many years ago, yeah.
And have you spent many New Years in Scotland, or will this be the first?
No, this will be the second. Because last time I went to Edinburgh on New Year's Eve, and that was fantastic. And that's sort of what's called me back, really.
So is it a street party type affair, or are we talking indoors? Is it a house party?
No, indoors. It's at my friend's house.
With a nice single malt.
Yes.
Well, the good thing about spending New Year in Scotland is that you get a lot of shortbread. That's what I pretty much grew up on. Now, as we said before, Kirsty, you have had an incredible year. What are some of your highlights?
I would say just in terms of my confidence growing, really, and where I'm growing as, and things that I've achieved that I never, ever thought that would be possible because of my sight loss or whatever, you know, how I felt about my eyesight. So in terms of, you know, going on the Victoria Derbyshire show, sharing my story with the BBC and just seeing that impact that it's had on helping lots of people just shocked me, really, because I never thought I would do that, and I never really thought that my story would impact on other people. So that's been quite an eye-opener, I suppose. And I actually attended the first ever patient group for Charles-Bonnet syndrome back in November, and that was really special to be in a room full of people who are experienced Charles-Bonnet syndrome to be able to talk about it.
It is incredibly important, I think, for people with any sight condition to talk about it. I think there's a lot of feeling sometimes that what can I add to the conversation? What else can I say that maybe hasn't been said about this before? And to see your progression, I mean, when you and I first met, you were writing blogs for the Huffington Post and other publications, but you certainly weren't out chatting to people as much as you are now. You weren't a featured speaker on anything. You certainly hadn't been on the BBC. How has that development taken you? And is it just a build-up of confidence, or do you see that your awareness raising of Charles-Bonnet syndrome is actually making an impact now?
Yeah, I can see that it's making an impact, because when I go places, actually people strike up the conversation. You know, and that's my aim, really, to get people talking. And I just didn't realise quite how powerful it was to share your feelings. But what it's done for me, really, by talking about it, it's helped me learn, by talking about it to other people who have sight loss or been through a sudden change in their life, by talking about it, it's helped me learn tips on how I can deal with it and cope with things that I may have been struggling with. It's made me appreciate meeting lots of different people and that what people are going through at different stages. But it hasn't been just like a growth in confidence. It's helped me with my employment, everything, you know, just how I see myself in the world, I suppose, and my sort of confidence to drive me to help others. I'm actually also filming for a documentary around Charles-Bonnet syndrome, and I filmed the first part of it, and as the 2019 goes on, I'll be filming lots of other parts, and that's something I never thought in a million years I would do.
Well, we will eagerly await this documentary to come out. I'm sure that you'll be letting us know all about it. Now, one of the things that I love when we get to chat, Kirsty, is you are just so positive, and your positivity really shines through when you talk to people. But 2018 has not all been joyous. Recently, your beloved guide dog, Bass, had to undergo surgery. How was that time for you?
Oh, it was really worrying because it turned out I was meant to just have one lump removed, and the day before then they found other lumps, and it was just a worry. And luckily it was nothing to worry about, that they were fat lumps, but just going through all those emotions was really heart-wrenching. And being without a guide dog for a number of weeks, you know, I couldn't go to work, I couldn't go to social events because of how I just rely on Bass so much. It almost took me back several years of losing my independence and things, and made me realise just how much of a difference my guide dog makes to my life.
And I'm sure that's something that many of our listeners tonight will be able to empathise with. Anytime many of our colleagues here at RNIB Connect Radio, when they have had to retire a guide dog and then wait up to 6 months to get another guide dog, it has been a really trying time. It's difficult to go back, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And that's why I do empathise with people who, you know, that sudden change, because you get this freedom with a guide dog, and then all of a sudden, yeah, that's taken away. It's like almost losing your sight again, I suppose. That's what it felt like for me at that time. It was like, you know, just not being able to travel to work, you know, just coming into the office, I had to work from home, and different things is restricted.
Really difficult. Now, you have been incredibly active also campaigning for RNIB this year. Is there one 2018 campaign that you felt was particularly important or that you're proud of raising awareness of?
Yes. So the one that happened in November that I was really proud of was Transport for Wales have recently sort of taken over the trains that used to be Arriva, and they were looking to set up an accessibility panel so that people with disabilities can give their opinions on the new rail links that are happening and all of the changes that will be happening to make the services better. And there was actually quite a good uptake from the blind and partially sighted community of like connectors and volunteers to go along to that. And it was really sort of exciting and felt proud that blind people are all standing together to make a change in Wales. So that's why it's going to be so exciting in 2019 to really get working with those people to make sure that the new transport is accessible for us.
And that's why it is so important that people do get involved with campaigns like this, because if blind and partially sighted people don't raise their voice and talk about the things that are important to them, then these big companies sometimes don't know what to do with regards to accessibility. So that's fantastic, Kirsty. Now, Charles Binet documentaries aside, what does 2019 have in store for you?
Well, I'm going to be 30, so
dun dun dun.
Yeah, I'm gonna be planning that. I've got some music events planned, Spice Girls being one of them.
Oh,
really,
you were one of the ones who got tickets, were you?
Yes, and no Glastonbury tickets this year. Didn't get hold of them, but probably just taking it all in, reflecting everything that I've done in the last couple of years, and sort of just taking each day as it comes, I suppose. But it's all been really, really good fun, and I've just really enjoyed meeting lots of people. So hopefully that will continue.
Well, I loved my 30th year, Kirsty. I'm sure you will too, especially with the Spice Girls helping you see it in. If any of our listeners would like to know more about RNIB campaigns or follow you on social media, where can they go?
They can follow me on Twitter. So it's KAJ Campaigns. My name's Kirsty James as well, or they can follow RNIB Cymru to find out more about that. Also on Facebook, RNIB Cymru Facebook page. And also that's where you'll find blogs and things that I share on my Twitter feed.
Fantastic. Kirsty James, it is always a pleasure speaking to you, particularly on the last night of the year. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Oh, thank you. It was always a pleasure.